I've left Anheuser-Busch out of the equation because we've had quite a couple of questions filtered through on it, and it's your stock pick this evening,
Trickers. Yeah, lots of debt because they bought SAB. They've got volume problems in some of their traditional markets, but they're still expanding margins. You've got that premiumization. It was also my stock pick last week, and it's cheaper. It's cheaper now, so I'm buying more. I'll continue buying. Even though it's a lot of debt, it's a defensive company, yes, they might cut the dividend. So what? You know, if you're a long-term shareholder, dividend, if you get a dividend or if they use that funds to pay back other stuff, that's fine. Lower oil price benefits them tremendously because they have to transport a lot of their stuff to, you know, across their vast footprint. So a lower oil price is actually very nice for their margins.
Okay. On your side, Pietri?
I don't
Where
really,
are you delving in? Are
I,
you delving?
I I'm not delving into anything. I've got a number of positions open. Fortunate enough, we are short for the most part, which is great. At this stage, not looking to add any exposure, not trying to pick any bottoms, not trying to take any new trades. I think the best advice to be given at this point is, you know, tighten your belts, double your monthly contributions to your savings accounts, and use
hide under the covers.
not necessarily hide under the covers, but really just consider this as an opportunity that's going to, you know, pay off in 10 years from now. If you really start investing during conditions like this, you're going to do well. And don't back individual stocks. Take index ETFs or mutual funds or, you know, unit trusts, whatever. Fancy hedge funds if it's people that you trust. But don't try and pick bottoms. Don't try and be a hero in these conditions. It might turn tomorrow. It might go down another 30%, right? We don't know. So be careful. If it does come down, that's great. We continue to buy ETFs.
Don't use
every month.
Leverage.
Don't use leverage. Yes, good advice.
On that cautionary note, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Trickers Combrink is with Cappy Croft and Pietri Redelinghuis with Herenia Capital. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.